I would like to welcome all of you for this Adivas ceremony or Adivas program which we will have this evening in order to tune ourselves in to this most important of all months, the Purushottam months. Maybe some of you have noticed that I've asked the question, when is Radhastami coming? Radhastami will only come in September. Normally, we all know from our experience that Radharani appeared 2 weeks after Krishna. Krishna's appearance was just a couple of days ago. So why is Radhastami coming in September and not very soon? It is coming because of the Adhika Masa, which translates as the extra months. This month, from the Vedic astrology, has been put into our timetable because the Vedic dates are all calculated according to the moon calendar, not the sun calendar with which we normally operate. And if you follow the moon calendar, everything, all the dates are slowly coming together, so in or moving together, so that there's not the required distance any longer. And therefore, an extra month has to be introduced into the calendar to put everything into place again according to the seasons which are there. So this Adhika Masa, or extra month, has been placed into the calendar due to necessity, so that the festivals and the dates take place in the seasons in which they are meant to fall. But we hear from scripture that this month is extra also because of another consideration. This month is extra special. It is extra special because in this month blessings are distributed to those who make a little extra endeavor in their spiritual practices, which are so strong that Krishna says this month has the same shakti of bestowing blessings as I myself have. Therefore, Krishna has lent his name, the best of persons, which is which only Krishna can carry, or Krishna can have. The best of persons, or Purushottama, he has given this name to this extra month. Because this month is extra, our sound technician is really giving his best here. Let me wait until this was in the midst of a broadcast, a very unusual move.
Sorry.
Normally in India this month is called Malamasa, the dirty month. Why is it considered to be dirty? It is because during this time all the Karma Kanda rituals, that is, rituals which are meant to bring material benefit, don't give any benefit. They don't work. As I said earlier, this month is extra. It moves everything up and down. Radhastami is what where we know it comes at a wrong time, so to say. The Karma Kanda rituals don't work, and therefore the Karmis have called this month the dirty month. The Gaudiya Vaishnavas, who are not so interested in material advancement, smile at this definition and say, yes, because this month is Krishna's favorite month, and because those who practice spiritually, practice their spiritual life and get so much result in this month, therefore this month removes the dirt of bad karma, sinful activities, and anattas and avidya. We have practiced here in Gaura Bhavan the adivas of the Purushottam month and have done a few things which I will in a moment recommend to all of you, and we feel that the atmosphere is so much lighter than it used to be. We feel totally enlivened. Maybe Sharangata Thakur is not yet feeling this because he has to struggle with the internet all day, but those of us who are just performing their regular services and are not responsible for an internet broadcast can really feel, my God, is it a light, spiritually transparent atmosphere. It's wonderful. Because we have entered already this Adhika Mass. It is said that in this month more blessings are given than during the Magha Shirsha, that is January, February, Vaishakha, and even also the Kartik Mass. You can get more mercy here. Therefore, this month is celebrated in India, and actually, the scriptures say at different places at the universe, at the most auspicious month which is there in this universe. It quickly destroys all the inauspiciousness. Lord Krishna in the Skanda Purana declares the Purushottam month has all the power which I have to bless its observer. One who follows the Purushottam Vrata will destroy all his past sinful reactions. Without performing the Purushottam Vrata, one cannot perform pure devotional service. The value of Purushottam months is far more valuable than all other types of austerities and religious activities mentioned in the Vedas. Anyone who observes Purushottam Vrata will return to my abode, Goloka Vrindavan, at the end of his life. When the sages in Naimisharanya sat together and heard the Bhagavatam, they also discussed the benefit of this Purushottam month. And they exclaimed after hearing all the benefits, the merciful Purushottam month acts like a desire tree which fulfills all the desires of a devotee. I, for instance, think if we really wish to have, we can test this. I'm not You know, I wanted to say we can test it if we get the house or not, but I must honestly say I leave this entirely up into the hands of Krishna. I would love to have the house, but maybe it's another house which Krishna wants to give us. So I think this would not be a good testing ground. Do we get the house or not? But I also think as devotees we should, if we want to see if something works or not, we should have a good paradigm that means we should have spiritual desires, you know, see if this works. But I really would like to recommend to you to listen now very attentively as I will describe to you what should be done during this month. Then you can find out for your own self by following a vrata, a little vow, and see what is the difference. If it works or if it does not work in your life. Now, I suggest this because I have talked to many of my disciples who have followed such a vrata, and I have also asked many God brothers, and they all report extraordinary benefits. I remember when I was very ill many years ago, there was the Purushottam month, and I followed it while I was in Jahorina, Bosnia, and I could I did a simple observance. I recited every day the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, which is Purushottam Yoga, and I have seen myself that by doing this simple thing I became spiritually very fit, so that I wrote I think it was the best book I've ever tried to write, Nam Rahasya. It came out of this inspiration, and I also became healthy, although I was not very good. Everyone that is the person who did the surgery on me was really saying, "My God, you are fit like anything. What has happened to you?" And I said, "Purushottam month." So, how do you observe the Purushottam month? There are many different observations, and I will just concentrate on a few essential ones. In either Skanda Purana or Padma Purana, Durvasa Muni says you must do three things in Purushottam month, and not all of them are very practical for us. One is you must bathe in a holy river and in a holy place. Some of us do this in their minds. A bath in the holy river in ancient time was always an opportunity to wash away not only physical dirt but mental contaminations which had been had accumulated. The next is, he says, one should give in charity during this month. And the best form of charity, he says, is distributing the knowledge of the Bhagavatam. If you want to give a Bhagavatam set to someone, this is the month to do it. And the next is, Gurubhasha says, one should chant the holy name. Those of you who are following Naam Vratas, either some of you chant whatever your number is, try to increase it a little bit during this time. Top it a little bit. After all, we as Vaishnavas are concerned that Krishna has put all his potencies in the holy name. That means the potencies of which you can feel when you go to a holy place, the potencies which you can obtain when you go on sacred pilgrimage, the potencies which are placed in the Vedic ceremonies and observances. Krishna has placed all the, his potencies, all sarva shaktis, into the holy name. So those of us who have the shraddha in the holy name, they will place most of the emphasis during the Adhika Mass into chanting the holy name in an extra way. So three observances, says Durvasa Muni, will help you to access the blessings of this holy month. A bath in the holy river in the Dham, to give charity, or to chant the holy names. But there are other observances. One is those of you who are in the Grihastha Ashram will take note of it. Observe celibacy for 1 month. That will give you, that type of austerity will give you a lot of shakti. Then it says bathe regularly. Best is before sunrise. Chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, meditate on Radha Krishna's beautiful divine forms and qualities, and ecstatically purifying and heart-stirring transcendental pastimes in Sri Vrindavan Dham. Another observance, and we will do this here also, is daily offer a full puja or at least a ghee lamp to Radha and Krishna deities or the pictures. Maybe we can prepare that ghee lamp. We have, isn't it? For this evening? Flower petals. We have flower petals. That is, by the way, something I can personally recommend. Each Kartik month, I do every evening without fail offer a lamp to Radha and Krishna. They very much appreciate this. So in Purushottam Mass, you should also do this. Either a ghee lamp or some flower petals. Daily read the Srimad Bhagavatam. Some acharyas say that especially one should daily read the 10th canto, chapter 14. That's the prayers of Lord Brahma to Krishna. They have a very, very powerful effect because it's the creator of the world who offers his obeisances to Lord Krishna. Govindam Adi Purusham. They are very high class prayers. I really request you to take note of that. Then here Radha and Krishna Katha from advanced Gaudiya Vaishnavas. That is the Leelas. There are other recommendations. Daily chant Sri Jagannath Ashtakam, because this vrata is named after Lord Purushottam, who is the Lord of Purushottam Chetra or Jagannath Puri. So therefore this Jagannath Ashtakam is very, very good. Here are some other recommendations which are very good. Take a vow to remain peaceful and 100% truthful throughout the month. I'm very interested to recommend you this. Never speak a lie, even not a small lie, during this month. And be peaceful whatever happens. See it as Krishna's arrangement. Especially during this month, be careful to not speak hurtful of any devotee, brahmana, saint, cows, shastra, or those who observe the Purushottam Vrata. Don't make offenses during this month. Just don't do it. In these observances, there are always some austerities which are recommended, something which helps you to focus yourself more on Radha and Krishna. In ancient times, people would decide to eat only from leaf plates on the floor. I wouldn't suggest that to you. In ancient times, people sometimes would not cut their hair and their nails for the entire month. Therefore, you see, the bearded Vaishnavas during this time. And others say, no extra bodily comfort like an oil massage. These things, you know, when you voluntarily say no to normal pleasures which you indulge in, you will, from that, by renouncing these pleasures, you will get that Shakti which gives you pleasure will come back to you, but now it will not give you material pleasure. It will help you to concentrate yourself more on Krishna and give you spiritual pleasure. So if you can do some austerities, that would be good. That would be very nice for your observance. Then they say, the acharyas say, one should chant a special mantra during this time, and I want to chant this with you. It says, the mantra will say, I worship the lifter of Govardhan Hill, Sri Krishna, who has the beautiful form of a cowherd boy and who continually plays with the gopas. He is the Lord of Gokula, wherein every day is a festival. Please chant after me. Govardhana,
Govardhana,
Dharam Vande,
Dharam Vande,
Gopalam,
Gopalam,
Goparupinam,
Goparupinam,
Gokulatsava,
Gokulatsava,
Me Shinam, Me Shinam, Govindam,
Govindam,
Gopika Priyam,
Gopika Priyam.
I worship the lifter of the Govardhan Hill, who has the beautiful form of a cowherd boy and who continually plays with the gopas. He is the Lord of Gokula, wherein every day is a festival. So the idea really is, during this Purushottam month or extra months, you do a special effort to concentrate your attention on Krishna. It's very important for me to say that you should, during this month, start to become more aware of the idea of aikantyam. Aikantyam means to concentrate with a single mind on your ultimate spiritual goal. Without aikantyam or single-minded orientation, it is highly unlikely that you will be able to progress in your spiritual life. The scriptures give us an example to illustrate why single-mindedness is necessary. They give an example from archery. An archer will have to concentrate his attention on the goal, that little mark within the Zielscheibe, you know, this round thing. Only if he concentrates successfully his attention there, will the arrow reach its goal. So in spiritual life, aikantyam, that means concentration on your goal, is as important as it is important for an archer to fix his attention on the mark. If he doesn't do this, it's unlikely that he will get towards his mark. So in this month, When you go a little bit, you know, wind your monkey mind down, it jumps all over, just pull him in, like you pull in a monkey which had a long chain, and short chain him. Huh? If you can bring your mind from the many subject matters on which the many-branched mind is going, and bring it to one spiritual goal, you will see how the extra blessings of this month will give you the strength to reach. This is the wonderful aspect of true spirituality, or of true blessings. It is always a free affair. It is always dependent on the individual and his relationship with Krishna. It is never prescriptive. Wherever you, as your in your individual sadhana, focus your mind, and I want to repeat it, wherever you feel drawn to in your spiritual life, there rest your mind. Put it there, and you will see how the blessings which are mobilized in this month will act like powerful winds which move your boat of life towards your goal. But what is important for me to say is that you have to have a goal. Srila Prabhupada once explained to us in a lecture, if you practice spiritual life without a clear understanding of what your goal is, like most Hare Krishna devotees do, you know, who believe that everything should happen automatically without their active thinking, then you are like a man who enters a rowing boat and who will ultimately row in circles. You will not really come where you want to go. So this Purushottam month, which is a month of blessings, puts to us also a little homework. It gives us a little homework, spiritual homework. The homework is find out and be able to describe what is your goal. If you cannot say this, or because you don't have a goal as of yet in your spiritual life, then at least you should know what are your next steps which you want to do, have in your spiritual life. At least that should be clear. And then the power of this month will help you to reach either your next step which you have to come to, or your goal, or it will move you towards your goal. Es wird euch dem Ziel entgegenführen. For Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it was very much selbstverständlich, I don't know. It goes without saying, we say in English, that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur observed the Purushottam month. And what he did, his routine was, he had one-pointed worship for 30 days of Sri Sri Radha Govinda. And he did this by totally absorbing himself in the hearing and chanting and remembering of their divine names, their forms, their qualities and pastimes. This morning, I was a little bit, I didn't really know, oh, another month, I should now focus on spiritual life, I don't know if I should do this. But when I read that Krishna has put all his blessing potency in this month, and everyone can get it who observes on this month an increased sadhana, I also said, I will also do something, but what will I do? And I was thinking and thinking and thinking until I finally found out, remembered, there is a best of mantras which one should chant. And it is combined with the meditation on Radha and Krishna. And I will do this. I will not be able to tell you more of the details at this moment because one's personal bhajan is always kept a secret. But I just wanted to give you an example of one devotee identifying his goal. We have the example of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and he is a more modern example of a shadow of a devotee. That's myself. Huh? What I do. No? Others, there are many activities. If you want to give charities in this month, this is a good month where to give charity. I decided to give to a Vaishnava a pair of shoes. This is a good charity. Shoes, cloth, is a good item. Things which the Vaishnavas need in their worship, like incense, are good items. Fruits are good items to give to devotees. That is all very good to give a charity. Are you interested how to give perfect charity? Well, you give an item and then you give either gold or money in the value of this item. Say I give as a Vaishnava a shoe, shoes for worth 25 euros. Huh? Then I should give him the shoes and then give him a donation of 25 euros in addition. That's good. We will do this in our widow program in Radhakund. We will not only give them prasadam, but we will give them a little donation also, the widows. So, yeah, there is only a little is left. When you break the Purushottam Vrata, you should do it in the proper time. You should take a bath in the morning hours and you should worship your personal deities, or if you don't have personal deities, a picture of them. Then you should offer Pushpanjali, a handful of fresh flower petals to the deities, and then you should do dandavat obeisances. That is always done when you conclude anything in a relationship to Radha and Krishna. You worship them one last time for the Vrata, and then you do dandavat obeisances. Maybe you can do 33 dandavats, or if you are not interested in many dandavats, you can do one dandavat. Huh? Then afterwards you should give charity to Brahmanas or Vaishnavas to the best of your abilities. Oh, I forgot. A good charity for Vaishnavas to give him a gamsha. That's a very good Vaishnava. So my dear devotees, I want to give a summary of what we have heard. If one sincerely worships Radha Krishna during this month, one will obtain everything one wants, spiritually or elsewise. This service performed during the Purushottaman month will burn all the reactions to bad karma into ashes. it will bestow upon you the direct service of Radha and Krishna. Therefore, with a straw of grass in my mouth, I want to go into the internet camera or reach out to all of you and sincerely request you, please, my dear devotees, don't be neglectful. Please try to observe this month's to the best of your ability, which will become easy if you focus on your spiritual goal and then worship the Lord of your spiritual goal. So often devotees come to me and say, my life has become automatic, my life has become stereotyped. In my spiritual life I have given up hope to reach new dimensions. If you observe the Purushottam months in whatever way you can do, you will see how how you will truly advance. What you need to do is this evening or latest tomorrow morning, you need to sit down and say what you want to do for Krishna, and then don't interrupt it, but do it throughout the months. Do something which is feasible. There's no need to do something like I will chant every day 192 rounds if you are not sure that it will be possible for you. Do something which is feasible, also machbar oder ausführbar, and then stick with it. It is so nice. We hear that this is the best month also for spiritual advancement because Krishna overlooks all the aparadhas which one has done. There's a story in the Puranas which describes to us how there was one Brahmana who, due to the influence of Maya, became a sinner and a murderer and killer, and had a lot of various illicit relationships. As a result, he became a monkey. He became a monkey, and due to his bad karma, he had done so many things, he developed an infection in the mouth and could not eat any longer. It's as if all of your teeth would be infected and you try to eat anything like rice or so, and it only creates pain. So once, it was during the Purushottam month, in great misery, he climbed up a tree and he lost his balance and fell into the water. Immediately, because he had taken a bath in Purushottam month, he developed a four-armed form and went back to Godhead. Because all his bad karma was immediately burned up by just doing a little service, a bath in Purushottam month. I have not mentioned this as a special austerity or special thing to do because I assume that all of you take regular morning baths. Isn't it, Toshta Krishna? No problem with that. Yes, these are powerful times, and these are powerful as a powerful month. And please just sit down a little and say what you want to do. I especially want to recommend work on your japa. So many devotees have difficulties in on their japa. So many, and this would be a good field to work on and get the blessings upon the japa. You might like to know from when to when is Purushottam month. It starts on the, now I need help, is tomorrow is the 19th of August, 18th, yes, I've written this down. It starts from the 18th of August and ends on the 17th of September. One full month. Shri Purushottam Masa Ki Jai. Go Premanandi Hari Hari Go. We will now guide you all into offering of flower petals to Shri Shri Radha Kanhaiya Lal. You can place these flower petals on the altar. I don't know, Gadadhar, if you still have sufficient energy to sing Kirtana, then we offer in this type. Actually, I wanted to do like this, a little Pushpanjali ceremony. And then, you know, we offer Pushpanjali with two verses, and then immediately it takes like 1 minute, and then we do a little kirtana. Are you enthusiastic? I must say, I was introduced to Purna, to Purushottam months a few years ago. I think it must have been the last or one before the last. It comes every 4 years, isn't it?
Every 3 years.
So it was 6 years back where I was introduced to this by, I believe, Venugopal. And we would do every day in the mountains of Bosnia a little ceremony in the evening. And I was surprised how after this I really felt the significant changes in my spiritual life. And I was really very, very ill at that time and needed a lot of time for my spiritual, just for my physical recuperation. I remember that. I was very ill, and I only practically, I took care that my rounds were chanted very nicely, but then I only added the 15th chapter of the Gita. I read every day the whole entire chapter, and then read one verse. On day one, I started with verse one. On day two, I continued to chant the whole 15th chapter, and then go to verse 2 and study it with translation, the purport. And many Vaishnava purports I studied. All of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baladev Vidyabhushana, in addition to the Bhaktivedanta purports. And I'm really, since that time, I can say the 15th chapter is just with me all the time. It is, and I feel so light. I felt so light and so relieved. It was the same feeling which you feel when you bathe in Mother Ganga, and when you come out, you really feel sinful reactions have been washed away from you. Felt like that monkey, you know, who was really suffering, but then he was relieved from his bad karma by just one thing. So I also did only one thing. Then afterwards, in the process, I became encouraged and added many more things to it, but I started only with the 15th chapter of the Gita. And this is Purushottam Yoga, the chapter which connects you with Purushottama, the highest of person. That's the chapter to read in the Purushottamas. Huh? Good. So, may I ask you to come just forward here? And then I would like Konya Bihari, kannst du mir mal das Vaishnava Songbook da geben? Das ist direkt da.
Wir schaffen das schon.
Was?
Wir schaffen
das. Ja. Oh ja, Hare Krishna. Hey, Sharanga Thakur, have you finished it already?
Yeah.
No, good. Before we end here this broadcast, I want to just speak to all of you in the internet. And in that, for the recall, the devotees, we will now switch off everything and just do a Pushpanjali to Radha and Krishna and sing a little kirtan. So I will say thank you for being with us all this time, and goodbye. See you next whenever the next broadcast comes. Hare Krishna.